What, in essence, does your report say is wrong with how advertising operates in this country?
So the report basically looks at the impact of advertising in terms of its social, environmental, and economic impact. It looks at those three things and it asks, have we got the balance right? Is advertising fulfilling the purpose of informing consumers, and does it have any undesirable consequences? And the undesirable consequences we look at are its impact on vulnerable individuals such as children and and young people, and its role in fueling hyper-consumerism. So how does it affect increasing levels of consumption, and that how does that impact on environmental degradation?
But you do accept that advertising plays some useful role in informing consumers about the kind of products that are available to them?
Absolutely. We initially start from a position that advertising's role should be to inform consumers about how they should purchase or what they might want to buy, and that can be a really constructive role in what is often an incredibly confusing marketplace. But the reality is that quite often now advertising seems like it's moved away from informing consumers about the important elements of its products, and now it's just simply about brand image and persuading people based on an emotional response to a product to buy it.
You talked a lot about how we're bombarded by brand images in the street. Wherever we look, there's an image of, you know, McDonald's,
yeah,
Coca-Cola. But my suspicion is that when most people see an advert on the side of a bus, that most they just feel mildly annoyed about it. Does it then make sense to impose this kind of ban on outdoor advertising, which presumably would result in profit losses, job losses, declining tax revenues, just so people can enjoy brand-free streets?
Well, the proposal we put forward was a ban on advertising in public spaces. And we felt that this was important because you are subjected to over 3,000 brand images every day. As you walk around the streets, they're absolutely everywhere. And the advertising industry would like you to believe that this advertising has no impact on whether you purchase or not. It's just, you know, just informing you. But the reality is that industry would not be spending billions of dollars or pounds on advertising if it didn't have an effect. So this is affecting us. And it is also imposing on our freedom as individuals to walk around a street and not be solicited at. You know, if we turn on a pay-per-view TV channel or if we open a magazine, we've chosen to be advertised at to a degree, and that's obviously fine, that's our choice as individuals. But if I walk out my door or get on my, you know, on my bus, I don't think I want to be advertised at incessantly, particularly if some of those adverts are aimed at younger children.
Have you made realistic demands? How hopeful are you that anything will be put into practice?
Well, I suppose the report wasn't really an attempt to actually influence government policy. What it really was an attempt to open a discussion about the impact that advertising has and be realistic about the role that advertising plays in our society. What we really wanted to do was to get people talking about it, and I think that in that degree it certainly has been successful.